Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Hope everybody's doing well out there. I hope people are handling the heat that most of the country is going through here, and I'd imagine a lot of the world. But I'll tell you, here as far as the United States goes, it has been pretty warm last couple weeks. I'm in the middle of America and in Tennessee, and we've been low 90s, pretty hot. Personally, I like it. I'm a big fan of being warm as opposed to being cold, but, you know, to each their own. But I hope everybody's doing well out there and everybody's in a good place wherever they are. Just remember, even if you are going through something right now, something tough, something difficult, God wants to be there with you through it. God wants to help you through whatever it is you're going through. Well, we all have struggles. We all have struggles, and God wants to help you through that. Be in your Bible. Be digging in. We talk about it all the time. But today, I do want to talk about something kind of saw in the last couple weeks come up a couple times, a post that I saw, which I thought was pretty interesting. It said it was from the Leadership Journal, but it was a bar graph that was saying that if a father comes to Christ first in a family, so we're looking at the family unit, if a father comes to Christ first, there is a 93% chance of his family following. 93% chance. If a father comes to Christ first, the chance of his family following him is 93%. When a mother comes to Christ first, there's a 17% chance of families following. And if a child comes to Christ first, there's a 3.5% chance of families following. Now, not sure how they got this data, no idea, but I find this fascinating because if you look at it biblically, men are supposed to be the spiritual head of the household. I'm going to read a little section here of Ephesians, and some of you have probably heard some of this. Some of you have probably dove into this before, but I think it's really important how we look at this. But Ephesians 5, 22 through 33 says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by washing of the water of the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. Because we are members of his body, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Now, a lot of people will use verses like this to talk about the superiority of a male to a female, which is not at all what this is talking about. Look at a company, right? You have if you look at the hierarchy of how that company works, you have people that have different roles in that company. Somebody, maybe somebody that you report to and somebody else reports to you. However, if you have a break in that chain, it doesn't work. Things just fall apart. If a husband is the spiritual head of the household and the wife doesn't respect that, then we're going to have a breakdown between there and the kids. Now, if the husband at the beginning doesn't respect the wife and there isn't a spiritual leader in that household, there's a breakdown to the wife, to the kids, and so on and so forth, and eventually their kids. You think about the importance that you play as a father in a household. It's unbelievable when you really think about it. We take it so lightly. Our job, our role is to be that spiritual head. Our job is to try to keep our family as vested in the Bible, as vested in our faith, and to turn towards God and be that example. Does that mean that that job's any more important than the next, or that this person is subservient to this person? No, we all have a role. God puts roles in our life for a purpose. As a father, it's my job to lead by example, to pray with my kids, to pray with my wife, to show what a godly lifestyle is. And I know I say this a lot, but I fail all the time, all the time. But the important thing is that you get back up, you dust yourself off, and you jump back into that role. Because your wife will have problems. She'll fall at times and she'll need to bounce back as well. Your kids will fall. They will need to bounce back as well. They need a good example in that as well. That doesn't mean God wants you to ever stumble, but our human nature is there. It's just so important to understand and think about this as a chain. If one link in that chain isn't doing what it's supposed to do, the chain loses its integrity. So fathers, be that example. Be there for your kids. Be there for your wife. If you aren't respecting your wife in the way that she should be respected, if you aren't treating her in the way that God would treat the church, that Jesus would treat the church, then we're not doing it right. Wives, if we're not respecting the spiritual leadership of our husband, and if we are that link in that chain that is the weak link, think about what's going to happen to our kids. Think about what happens to our kids. And children have a role too. And we all go through growing up phases. You know, we all have times where we struggle. And I had phenomenal Christian parents, and I struggled for a long time to find my way, to get my footing. But children need to look to their parents for an example. Children should emulate their father and mother. They should see that Christian example in them. And if we as parents aren't doing that, we're failing them. We're failing them. So just as I said, fathers, well, I shouldn't say just as I said, just as God tells us, fathers, you are the spiritual head of the household. You are one flesh with your wife. You don't hate your own flesh. You respect it. You love it. You treat it the same way that Jesus treated us. What did Jesus do for us? He died for us on a cross. He loves us that much. That's how I love my wife. That's how we should all love our wives. And in return, your wife is one flesh with you. So she loves and respects you back. This keeps the chain strong. Your kids need to see a good, loving relationship in that marriage. That's something that this country is losing real fast. If your children don't see this, then they're going to be the weak link in that chain as well. And that chain that leads down to their kids, to their wives, to their husbands. So step into that role that God gives us. Be strong in your faith. Love your wife. Love your children and teach by example. And as always, everybody, keep on digging.